Well, hello there, and welcome to today's deep delve into language, courtesy of the delightful Surf Tint, and presented by me, a genuine scholar and teacher of the English language. So today we're taking a look, of sorts, at the origins of the English language, one that you won't find in books, although you probably shouldn't find it anywhere. English is delish. Some words have a lot of sexually provocative rhymes. Pump, dump, hump, rump, plump, thump, bump. I had sex with him for an hour, and his cock was like a tower. He had so much firepower that I was easy to deflower and devour. And then we took a shower. Doesn't it always seem like words like fatter and splatter and baby batter always seem to rhyme? Do you think the inventors of our language were perverts? I certainly do. I mean, for God's sake, fuck and suck. Even they rhyme. You can't get better evidence than that. I've found that if you listen for it, it's all over the place. Hey, look at that chick. She's so thick. I bet she's gonna use her lipstick on that guy's dipstick and lick his dick until he shoots like John Wick. I mean, tell me that wasn't planned out like hundreds of years ago. It must have been, right? 95% chance that it was. Do you know who created the English language? For the longest time, I thought it was a bunch of horny monks sitting around in a church, you know, with their cocks throbbing under their robes and just, like, decreeing languagey stuff upon the masses. But then I was like, wait, do monks talk? How would they invent English if they can't talk? So I started doing research. And it turns out it wasn't pervy monks. It was foreign invaders, which is even fucking hotter. See, that's the thing about history books. They never tell you about the real stuff. Like, for example, the whores, you know? Like the olden days whores. And then other things, like the places where you found the whores. There's barely any whore-centric data at all in these books. And I've always been like, what the fuck? Where are the whores? And then I discovered that it's all coded. You have to read between the lines. It's like one of those video games where you have to go through, like, the quote-unquote wrong hedge, but then you're in a whole other secret place that isn't on the map. That's where all the sex is. These books are crawling with sex, but you have to translate it first. Let me give you an example from this page I highlighted. This is proof positive that English was written by filthy deviants. That is, if I haven't already made the case, which I think I have. Look here. English is a Germanic language. See, it already has the word man in it. Germanic. I'm almost touching myself already. The language started in early medieval England and then became a global lingua franca. Did you catch that? Lingua means tongue, right? And franca means French. You guys know how the French use their tongues, don't you? Guess who invented the blowjob? Well, I mean, probably nobody did. It's probably just something everyone figured out on their own. But to the extent that someone invented it, the French totally invented it. So we're one line in, and it's already super dirty. English is named after the Angles. Oh, I'm sure there were all sorts of angles involved. Doggy style, bouncing, reverse face fuck with your head off the side of the bed. You could find all kinds of angles. It originally came from Old Norman. Ooh, Old Norman. He sounds fucking hot. I love older men. Hey, Norman, I can't wait to see you fucking come gobs of English. Although, to be fair, if your name is Norman, you're probably really old. So that might be a little too old. I mean, how many young people are named Norman? So, never mind. Sorry, Norman. I can go for grey, but not, you know, white. The Germanic language became dominant in Britain. dominate me, you Germans. Achtung, baby. Eventually splitting into the dialects of Mercian and Northumbrian. Fuck. So that nice big language pounded so hard that it split that little fucking floozy Britain in half. And one half was Mercian, which means they cried out for mercy. Oh, your grace, please have Mercian. And the other half got their little pussies thumbed. I mean, Northumbrian has the word thumb right in the middle. Can you imagine thumbing those little British tarts while they begged for mercy? God. There were also alternate dialects like Kentish. I'm sure the Marauders called it Cuntish. That's what I would have called it. And also West Saxon. Now, listeners, this one is subtle, but obviously it was named for girls with little cutie pie lisps. Can I suck your dick, mister, in the city of West Saxon? Fuck, I can barely do it, it's so hard. That's why I never became an English teacher. I totally am an English teacher. So, by the way, did you guys know it was like legal during those days if you conquered a city? You could just line up all the women and determine who you were going to bang and in what order, and whether it would be classified as like chancery or a consanguine trust of equitability. All those sorts of things. I think that's what Hadrian's Wall was for, to like line up women and just fuck them against the wall. I mean, why else would you have a giant fucking wall in the middle of your country, right? If it wasn't to line fuck the conquered women. Anyway, getting back to the page. Then in the 9th century, with the influence of the Kingdom of Wessex, that one has sex right in the name. It's like they weren't even trying to hide it anymore. Pursuant to the educational, by the way, just to go back a sec, there is definitely not enough wall porn out there. Like, people getting fucked against a wall. One of you guys should get on that, please. But yeah, pursuant to the educational reforms of King Alfred. Oh, I see you, King Al. King Al, whose gal Val had a tight canal. I told you, it all rhymes. Alfred led the way in developing case endings. Oh, I bet he did. Nominative plural. That means the dude went nom 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 on Val's tight little pussy multiple times. Nominative plural. Genitive singular. That's when you masturbate by yourself with your own genitals. So I guess she must have dumped him, which is fucked up because he licked her pussy and everything. And accusative plural. Accusative. Accusative. I mean, to me, and I'm not a trained historian, but that sounds to me like fuck-use the tip, accusative, fuck-use the tip, accusative, fuck-use the tip, like the tip of his dick. It doesn't perfectly match, but that's the beauty of English, it evolves. So like, they didn't have F's back then, so accusative became fuckusative, and then the V sound began to turn into a P sound. I think right around when the cotton gin was invented. Fun fact, who invented the cotton gin? Mr. Eli Whitney. So yeah, this pervert, King Alfred, is like, oh, don't worry, I'm just going to use the tip. Yeah, right. We all know what that means, asshole. My friend's brother Kevin taught me what it meant when we went to Burning Man. Very skeezy. I almost punched that dude in the fucking nightsack. Let's see, what else have they got? Intense contact by William the Conqueror. That clearly means anal. William Caxton introduced the printing press, the mating press, more like, and William Shakespeare became the most celebrated, oh, I see, three guys named William, three bills, making it rain in the club, y'all, that three stacks, homie. When Trunk get to pumping in the club, it's on, I wink my eye at you, bitch, if she smiles, she's gone. People like think rap was invented in 1980, and here are these old white dudes in England in the 1600s trapping that ass and being like, yo, I'ma eat you out in a A, B, A, B, C, D, C, D, E, F, E, F, G, G sonnet, bitch. Let's get iambic in this motherfucker. Damn, girl. Even here at the bottom of the page, influences of pronouns beginning with T, H, they, them, there. Obviously, that's where thong came from. That's a TH. Discussion of consonant clusters. Yeah, okay, that doesn't sound dirty at all, right? Consonant clusters. And then there's a whole thing about Henry V. Clearly, Henry is code for horny. It's just one letter off. And fifth is code for virgin. See, he was a horny virgin. What do you mean, why is fifth code for virgin? Do go back, look at any book that mentions King Henry V. It's not going to say fifth. It's going to say V. King Henry V. Virgin. Horny virgin. No wonder he was so horny. Look at his English. Full of stressed, long vowels needing to be open and raised before release. Man, talk about a guy that wanted to spend a few nights dipping his toe in a few English channels, am I right? You know, this has gotten me pretty hot. I think I'm going to go and read some Chaucer. He was the greatest English poet of the Middle Ages. Oh, Mr. Chaucer, may I suck your dick like it's a straw, sir, Mr. Chaucer? You're going to come in me and you promise to withdraw, sir, Mr. Chaucer. That's what makes him so good. It all rhymes. That's where poetry comes from. Anywho, thanks for learning about English with me. The great thing is that there isn't just one sexy language out there. There's like a fuck ton of others. So join me for the next 3 weeks and watch me Slovak my tight little Punjabi until I finish with two N's.